everybody. Enjoy the wonderful weather we're having right now. Stay cool and hydrated. This is Jim and Jane at Deer Lake, K7PDZ.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Jim. Jim and Jane. And, yeah, this weather has been fantastic. Although it's starting to get a little dry, and that always makes me nervous. I think I heard yesterday that we're 5 inches behind normal for the amount of precipitation. And I don't like the sound of that. Anyway, yeah, yesterday was a hot day. We thankfully have cooling and pretty much stayed inside yesterday and enjoyed. It was nice. And today it's only 65 degrees at this point. Yesterday I think it was about 75, so down about 10 degrees. All right, this is W7VAS with the 9 o'clock map. 4Z5FW, good morning, Igor. Well, nothing heard there. All right, KK7ZDJ, good morning, Michael.
Dang, I go by Magoo. I had a power outage yesterday, and the generator wouldn't start, so I've got something else added to the task list now is to figure out why, if it's just a simple battery change or if I just a simple battery charge. I'm not sure which, or if it's even the battery. But we fortunately got the power come back within an hour or so, so it wasn't so bad. Today I gotta go. I sold a trailer yesterday. I build Harbor Freight trailers for folks and customize them with different things like spare tire and toolbox and sides and so I have to go pick up the trailer and all the stuff that's gonna go on it. And when I went to go look up where the trailers were, they're all sold out in just about all of Washington except for Tacoma. So I have to get in the truck with the trailer and go to Tacoma today. I'll be leaving shortly for that. Trailers always turn out really well, and they should be happy with it when I get finished. The HF frequency has been a bit slow lately, so I've got it tuned to 40 meters and do it at night for the most part. And I don't think that's going to change for a while. The muck seems to be pretty low during the day. And I can't think of much else. Oh, the freeze-dry candy business is going along well. The freeze-dryer is sitting idle today, but we'll get it going a little bit later in the afternoon. And we've got the show coming up at the end of the month at the Taste of Northwest at the fairgrounds. That's it. Magoo, back to that. Keep up.
All right. Thank you, Michael. And sounds like you've got lots of things on your task list. Well, one of the things on my task list is just to pull the generator out and start it. Try to do that every month or so, just to be sure that it's happy. And I haven't done it in a while, so I hope there's no surprises there. But I need to do that. This would be a good day to do that. All right. Thank you for the reminder. I have a reminder that pops up here quite regularly, and I ignore it. All right. This is the 9 o'clock map for a Tuesday morning. More check-ins, please.
November 3, Oscar Mike Oscar. November 3, Oscar Mike Oscar. Elaine in Florida.
Good morning, Elaine. M3. Oscar Mike Oscar. I just reversed that. You might appreciate it if it's reversed. M-O-M. Okay. Thank you, Elaine. And dyslexia steps in once again. Next check-in, please.
N7, going without gas.
Good morning, Steve. N7, NWG. Boy, I'm reversing things. I did that backwards also. Okay, thank you, Steve. And next, please.
W7JSM, John.
Morning, John. W7JSM. All right. And next, check-in, please.
KK7ZUJ, San Antonio.
KK7CUJ, did I get that call right?
Yep, that's me. Just over here in Ballard.
All right, thank you, Carl. And next check-in, please. Right. How are things in Florida? I bet they're a lot warmer than here. M3OMO, good morning, Elaine.
Well, good morning to you, Bill. This is Elaine, M3OMO. I don't know if it sounded different or not, but within the past half hour, I now have a mouthful of teeth. So it's been a while since I've had all of them, and it takes some getting used to. And there's one area that's a little sore, but you should give it a couple of days because the gums need to get used to having the metal on it. So we'll see what happens. Anyway, I'm glad I finally got them. And I hope the soreness will go away. Not much else is new, really. It's been pretty good. I had another headache yesterday, but that's gone today. And we'll just see what the rest of the day brings. So 73 to you, November 3, Oscar, Mike Oscar.
All right. Thank you, Elaine. I bet that'll take some getting used to. I can't imagine. Various things in our bodies are like that, like hearing aids and glasses, new prescription, things like that. Anyway, I hope you get used to it real quickly and we can get back to enjoying life. N7, going without gas. Morning, Steve.
Well, good morning, Bottle Bill. It's been a while since I've heard your voice. I guess I haven't been catching every 9 a.m. net. I did the 9 p.m. net last night. That's always a very interesting. Joan is a very interesting person. Long list. You know, some of the fellows, keep their the check-in list to 4, 5, 6 people at a time. I think I was 11th on her list. So, but I got my 3 minutes. Told the story about a gentleman over by the school here, about a block and a half away, with a dead battery, and no one could. And he had some jumper cables, but they were very, very short and very light. And no one could get alongside of him to get the battery to battery, to join. My first idea was just to slot my I've got a 12 volt lithium battery that's very light, compared to a car battery anyway. And that didn't quite give him the juice, so I went back to get some more connections, and I found a set of long jumper cables with heavy cable. And I didn't think I had any, but I had some, and so we went back over there. This is like after about half an hour of fussing around, and got them started. And it was a late model of BMW, and I said, well, that was a very low voltage. I think it came in at 6.5 volts. It should be 13, 13.2 to be exact. But anyway, I said, he says, where are you going from here? I said, to a gas station. I said, well, leave it running, because, it may not have enough poop just going from here to a gas station. So anyway, I did my duty. I helped somebody. It made me feel good, and that was last night's report. Today's report is our monthly meeting, our Seattle Electric Vehicle Association meeting. And it's in the neighborhood here, just down at the bottom of the hill, on anybody that's interested. 4625 Union Bay Place, which is, if anybody's ever used the Goodwill donation place, just down at Bombay Hill, kind of adjacent to University Village. That's where the meeting is going to be, 4625 Union Bay Place. And the big topic will be the big car show on Greenwood Avenue, which is coming up in another week or so. I think it's usually on Father's Day, but I think it's one week more. But anyway, details to follow. If there anybody that's ever got a kick out of seeing 400, 500, 600, 700, 800 cars parked on Greenwood Avenue. About a mile and a half of cars, yeah. It's a good show, and Will Art Club will be there, of course, with probably 20 or 30 electric cars. So there you go. And N7 is going without gas.
Thank you, Steve. Well, very good. Yes, better go to that without gas. Well, that's an interesting battery story. I have an interesting battery story also. But first off, this is W7VAS with the 9 o'clock net. We were out activating on a very isolated place. We were the only people there. And sitting there doing our thing. And all of a sudden, the lights flashed in the mirror, the safety, somebody beside us lights. I thought, that's strange. Who's beside us? Nobody's beside us. And then the other side flashed, and that was it. The car had shut down, no battery, or at least the computer said there's no battery. But I'm sitting there operating portable. I have a portable battery, and so I just reversed the connection and put my portable battery into the car system, started the car right up, and ran it, to the next stop, and got the battery charged back up. But I replaced that battery. All right, thank you, Steve. And this is the 9 o'clock man, W7JSM. Good morning, John. Must have caught him on the phone. I'll come back. KK7CUJ. Boy, nothing there either. Okay. We'll take more check-ins. What is 9 o'clock man?
Did you just call KK7CUJ?
WQ7H, this is James.
Morning, James, WQ7H. And yes, I did call KK7CUJ. Go ahead.
Well, howdy. I was just getting my employees here in Ballard to the railing job we're on, and missed your call there. But yeah, gorgeous day over here. Looking forward to another simple work day, and then a little bit more over in Lake City this afternoon, and working on my own house a little bit this afternoon while my guys are working. Gal, and yeah, back to you. Thank you so much. KK7ZUJ.
All right. Well, thank you, and get the work done. I think you said something about for a house, and that sounds like lots of organizing. All right. Thank you, and have a great day. Try John again here, W7JSM.
Good morning, Bill. This is John, W7JSM. Sorry about that. I was at the front door. Somebody was knocking, and Sten was letting me know it very loudly. Anyway, not a lot going on today. Just looks like another 80-degree day. I've been kind of hibernating in the AC for the last day or two. I was out some yesterday playing guitar, but also in somebody else's AC. But yeah, I don't know. It's going to be a little cooler today than it has the last 2 days, so I might venture out and get a few things done. But other than that, everything's going okay here, so I hope everybody's having a good day. W7JSM.
All right, thanks, John. I just pulled up the weather forecast. We're supposed to get up to 77 today, which is actually 6 degrees cooler than yesterday forecast, but it's still up there, getting close to 80, and could easily make it. It's a gorgeous sunny day. Nothing to stop the warming from happening. All right, and James. WQ7H, morning.
WQ7H, I'm James. Good morning, everyone. Nice to hear everyone. I heard Elaine from Florida and John. Good morning, John. Beautiful day, beautiful blue sky and sunshine. I've been out doing some errands, picking up prescriptions, and such. Now I'm cleaning up from last night. I did a casserole, and everybody loved